This is Ed from DMX Crew with my 28th podcast and with my Casio VL1 that I've had since I was very small. The first musical instrument I ever owned. And we're going to kick off today's show with some Casio-based reggae.
But I'm calling it for some bad direction when them hear me again. Some bad direction when them hear me again. They call it for some bad direction when them hear me again. Some bad direction when them hear me again. I'm not Sasa for so love to work over ya. Not General Chin, you want the Ghost Rider. I'm not Early B, they call the Ghostbuster. I'm just a new superstar in your area. But they call me world best lover, they call me world best lover. World best lover, they call me world best lover. Gonna rush me like a termite or rush lumber. Them say not to my baby, you a hot number. Sandra buy me a house and now she buy a Mazda. Put me in a big job and buy me a Yama. So she don't want me leave and go to Sonya. Sonya give me two son a beautiful daughter. So she think that could keep us close together. Never wrap up, never skin up as a teenager. Have me sight a younger woman when me heart desire. No conscious of lyrics when me start to utter. And 2 weeks after man me at the ruler. She tell her mother me a the world best lover. When them call me world best lover, me a the world best lover. World best lover, me a the world best lover. Y'all a rush me like a termite and rush lumber. Them say tanto why we begin at the area. We push it on the roots and rip it on the culture. You know that tanto why we have the roll both, yeah. No, I'm not Sasa for so love to work over, yeah. That General Chin, you want the Ghost Rider. I'm not Early B, they call the Ghostbuster. I'm just a new superstar in your area. They call me world best lover, they call me world best lover. Sasa tanto why we know your big boat, yeah. Sasa buy me a house and now she buy a Mazda. Put me in a big job and buy me a Yama. So she don't want me leave and go to jail. Me do have me passport and jail give me visa. She buy me plane ticket to go America. So she don't want me leave and go to Sonya. Sonya give me two son a beautiful daughter. So she think that could keep us close together. Never wrap up, never skin up as a teenager. Me sight a younger woman when me heart desire. No conscious of lyrics when me start to utter. Like 2 weeks after man me at the roller. But you know that tanto why me know me big bout ya. Yes, I Admiral Billy know your large bout ya.
Produced by Lloyd James, better known as King Jammy, that's Tonto Irie with World's Best Lover. And here's a slice of British Casio reggae released on Unity Sound. This one's Kenny Knotts.
Ring up my number, ring up my number, ring up my number, young girl. Ring up my number, young girl. Ring up my number, young girl. My number is 0000000. Oh, can ring it on the double. You won't get in trouble, wobble. Because to you, I'm available. So, oh, ring my number. If you are with me, the reason why you call is because you need me. Because I mean you want to see it. So oh, so what is to be must have to be. Ring up my number, ring up my number, ring up my number, young girl. girl like you always rush me. That's why my number you must have to keep. Yes, young girl, you can be my lover. You say candy nuts has a loving power. You want only me and not another. Alright then, so ring up my number. Ring up my number, number. Ring up my number, young girl. A girl like you always rush me. That's why my number you must have to get. Yes, young girl, you can be my lover. You say candy nuts has a loving power. You want only me and not the other. Alright then, so ring up my number, young girl.
One up.
Sound was a reggae sound system from Clapton in northeast London, and that was one of their vocalists, Kenny Knotts, with one of my favourite sides of Casio reggae entitled Ring Up My Number. And a lot of those kind of Casio-ish reggae tracks produced by Unity have been re-released on an excellent compilation on Honest John's, which is called Watch Other People Dancing. Highly recommended. Here's some completely different music, but also featuring a Casio, at least in the intro. This is Life After Mutation with Toxic TV.
We are on TV.
That might even predate the first Drexia record, and it's rumoured to be brought to you by the same people that brought you Drexia. That's Life After Mutation with Toxic TV from their Balance of Terror EP. And I'm just tenuously hanging on to this Casio theme. Here's a record produced by Vince Clark called Stop Start. Between the disbanding of Yazoo and the formation of Erasure, Vince Clark was in that band, The Assembly, with his engineer Eric Radcliffe, and their plan was to release each single with a different lead singer. Unfortunately, they only ever released one single, and the lead singer on that was Fergal Sharkey. I won't punish you with that, but instead played you the B-side Stop Start. I wanted to carry on the show with more Casio tunes, but I can't think of any more good ones. I can think of a few average ones, but nothing amazing. If you've got suggestions for great Casio tunes, put them in the comments below and I look forward to reading them. In the meantime, I'm going to carry on with another track featuring Vince Clark. This is from the first Depeche Mode album and it's called Big Muff. We'll be right back. very first album, Speak and Spell, that's Depeche Mode with a track called Big Muff. And I think I might have found another theme for the rest of the podcast, or at least the next bit. I'm going to play you instrumental tracks from 80s synth pop bands, or bands better known for their vocal tracks. The next one's from a group called Blancmange, who were pretty big in the early 80s. And this track's called On Our Way To Question Mark, or maybe it's called On Our Way To. Anyway, here it is. An early 80s B-side from Blancmange entitled On Our Way To, re-edited by myself and my friend Martin Dupre. Here's another early 80s B-side from a band called Ultravox. This was the B-side of their hit single All Stood Still, and it's called Alice Clar. B-sides from these 80s bands are so often more exciting than the A-sides. That one's no exception. That's Alice Clarke from Ultravox. Here's one from Heaven 17, which as far as I know is one of the very first records to feature Roland TB-303 on bass duties. Heaven 17 with the instrumental version of Let Me Go, featuring a nice squidgy Roland bass line. And two of the members of Heaven 17, Ian Craig Marsh and Martin Ware, had previously been in another band, and that band, before being known as the Human League, were known as the Future, and they made a demo tape featuring this track, which is dedicated to JG Ballard. It's called 4JG. Thank you. Play you Human League tracks on the show. That one's from a group called The Future, which was a very early incarnation of the Human League, and it was called 4JG. You can find that track on a really good compilation that came out in 2002 called The Golden Hour of the Future, which features lots of their early tracks. Earlier on, I played you a re-edit I was involved with of a Blancmange track. Here's another one of my re-edits. This one's of a group called Tick and Tock, who used to like dressing up as robots. The name of this track, rather amazingly, is Soulless Synthetic Heart Steps of Unconcerned Androids.
Thank you.
Actually, I tell a lie, I didn't re-edit that track at all. I did re-EQ it rather heavily to bring out the bass drum and bass line, because the original version's very snare heavy and can be found on one of Tick and Tock's early 80s B-sides. That version was reissued on Reflex a few years ago on an EP featuring several Tick and Tock tracks remastered and edited by me. And I had originally planned to release those on Breakin', but in the end decided it had more chance of getting heard if it was on Reflex, so I handed it over to them. Tick and Tock were probably more famous for dressing up as robots and doing a mime act than they were for making music. And from one pair of robots to another, this is a pair of session musicians who teamed up to make this KPM Library album entitled Hand Played by Robots. And this track was so extremely short that I definitely did re-edit it just to make it a bit longer for this podcast. Hope you like it. Obscure things you'll hear on one of my shows. That's from a KPM Library album entitled Hand Played by Robots, all music composed by George Fenton and Ken Freeman, and the sleeve notes proudly boast that the music was written utilizing a special program written in BASIC and Machine Code by Ken Freeman for the Commodore PET 2001 and stored in the Commodore 3040 series floppy disk unit. The instruments were triggered by a Korg Rhythm 55. Every sound on this album was created electronically. That track was called Analog Dialogue, and it was made in 1980. Absolutely fantastic. Here's a tune now from an Italian nutter called Doris Norton.
Personal computer, very good invention. Musical computer, very good invention. Wonderful invention, my computer. Thank you.
like to assure all my listeners that when I referred to Doris Norton as a nutter at the beginning of that song, I meant it only in the most respectful, loving and adoring way possible. That's Doris Norton with a track called Personal Computer, which is one of two tracks entitled Personal Computer on her album Personal Computer, the cover of which features an amazing array of vintage analog synths and Apple computers. Well worth a look and a listen. And if you weren't doing the robot like a nutter to that track, well, I don't know what's wrong with you. Here's something from Germany called Elektronische Musik aus Köln, which means electronic music from Cologne. And the track is called Ohne Titel, which means without title. Elektronische Musik aus Köln with a track called Ohne Titel from the early 80s, and that's been reissued on a compilation on Universal Sound, which is something to do with the sounds of the universe and soul jazz lot, I believe. Well worth picking up. Here's a tune from someone called Craig Payton. It's a cover version of William Devorne's Be Thankful for What You Got. We'll be right back. 1983, that's the mysterious Craig Payton with Be Thankful for What You've Got. The instrumental version, of course, kind of reminds me of Gerald Donald, although the timing is far more funky and loose than Gerald Donald would ever do. He always seems to have his finger firmly on the quantize button. Those of you who've listened to a few of these shows will by now know that my background is pretty much in dance music, and before the electronic stuff came out, funk and soul and disco and all that. So I was pretty late to find out about this lot. Only learnt about them a few years ago, but they do have one or two very interesting tracks. This is a group no doubt you lot already all know about, Front 242. White Blue from an LP entitled Geography, the debut album from Front 242, a band I only found out about fairly recently from someone called Adam, and I can't quite remember whether it was Adam X in his Sonic Groove record shop or whether it was Adam from Le Car, an adult and ersatz audio who I met in Detroit. But anyway, thanks very much, Adam, for introducing me to that, whichever Adam it was. That track kind of reminds me of the later, more dark ambient stuff that Gerald Donald does. Can't seem to get away from being reminded of him today, so I might as well play one of his tracks. This one's called Eigenface, Facial Asymmetry, and it's under the name Der Zyklus. pretty spooky, isn't it? That's Der Zeitlers from their Biometry album. And I'm going to leave you this time with one from me. This is called Jupiter Mission from my album Wave Funk. Hope you like it. See you next time.